This episode of The Takeaway is supported by Stitcher Smart Radio. Now podcast listeners can access the latest episodes of The Takeaway and PRI's other shows while on the go without downloading or syncing with Stitcher Smart Radio. Thousands of popular podcasts and programs are available on demand. Stitcher instantly delivers new episodes of your favorite shows to your mobile phone without syncing or downloading. Stitcher Smart Radio can be found in the iPhone or Android app stores or at stitcher.com/takeaway. Mark Twain said, someone with a new idea is crazy until that idea succeeds.
Get rid of the dollar bill. Use coins. The cost of keeping fresh paper dollar bills is such a hassle.
Looks like we're going to need something more than the bailouts, the good old stimulus and tax cuts. New ideas. Perhaps even something a little crazy?
Whatever happened to converting to the metric system? That would create a tremendous number of jobs.
Your big ideas on how to fix the American economy. We're not picky. Others say you're crazy. We say you're crazy like a fox. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It is Wednesday, August 17th. Taking all ideas.
Yes, we are taking listener suggestions for the economy once again. Alvin is going to be with us a little bit later. But let's get a check in the morning's top news. Timid. No big ideas from the leaders of the two largest European economies about how to fix their predicament. German Chancellor Angela Merkel and French President Nicolas Sarkozy rejected both the expansion of a European bailout fund and the creation of so-called euro bonds to help end the debt crisis in Europe. Peter Bonifer, an economic advisor to the German government, says it was a mistake not to take action.
What is lacking is the answer that the markets are waiting for, the answer to the extreme instability.
European markets are down again this morning on the news. Defense Secretary Leon Panetta says deep cuts in the defense budget would hollow out the U.S. military.
It would terribly weaken our ability to respond to the threats in the world.
Speaking alongside Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, Panetta says the Pentagon is prepared to make its own $350 billion in cuts over the next decade to avoid the deeper cuts if Congress fails to get an agreement on the debt limit by November.
A national study out this morning finds almost 15 million American children live in poverty. That's 20% of all kids in the United States. And it's a 3% increase over the past decade. Newly released ACT scores show 3 in 10 U.S. high school graduates failed to meet a single benchmark that shows readiness for college. And it's back to school in Joplin, Missouri. 3 months after the country's deadliest tornado in 6 decades, classes will reopen this morning. Some students return to the same schools, while others will be in makeshift locations like a mall or an industrial park.
President Obama and Rick Perry, the new Republican presidential frontrunner, circled each other in Iowa yesterday. Both were in the state and had their sights set on the other. President Obama says the nation's economic recovery is already taking root in rural America.
It's going to start on the ranch lands and farms of the Midwest, in the workshops of basement inventors, and the storefronts of small business owners.
The president didn't mention Rick Perry by name, but Perry, not surprisingly, says it's time to try something new in the White House.
We have tried 2.5 years of government creating jobs. It's time to let the private sector create the jobs that will create the wealth.
Perry is coming under fire for some comments where he accused Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke of treason and for questioning President Obama's patriotism.
And the percentage of Americans who own a home has dropped to 66%. That's the lowest number since 1998. Looking at markets, Asian markets are mixed. European indices are down. Futures are up, though. The Dow will get started at 11,405. The S&P opens at 1,192. The NASDAQ at 2,194. Coming up this morning, we're going to look ahead to the 10th anniversary of 9/11. We'll take the pulse of the fight against terrorism. Has it been successful? And what have we learned in the past 10 years? We're going to talk with the terrorism correspondent for our partner, The New York Times, Eric Schmidt. It's coming up later this hour. First, though, more big ideas from you. Grand, crazy dreams that you have, ideas about turning around the economy.
Carl, I'm calling from South Carolina. I advocate that we abolish the IRS and put in a flat tax system. take the unemployed IRS agents and turn them into fraud detectors for such programs as Medicare, Medicaid, those who are on food stamps that don't need to be, that are driving Lexuses.
Give us your big ideas, 8778, My Take.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. Since then, New York Public Radio's rigorous journalism has gone on to win a Peabody Award and a DuPont Columbia Award, among others. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.